It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. This one's a little dark today, guys. Donkey of the day for Friday, September 6th, goes to 911 dispatcher Donna Renew. I think I'm pronouncing her name right. Now, first things first, rest in peace, Deborah Stevens. Deborah was a 47-year-old Arkansas woman who drowned in flood waters when she was delivering local newspapers. She was swept away in a flash flood, and after finding herself stuck in some trees, as waters continued to rise, Stevens called 911 for help, and she was connected with a cold-hearted human with zero empathy. I was just talking to psychiatrist Dr. Jessica Clemens last night. Drop on the Clues Bonds with Dr. Jess. I was talking to her about the joys of therapy and how therapy in a lot of ways makes you feel again. Like, this world can make you cold. Life can make you cold. And when you get that cold, you lose empathy for others. And that's exactly what I think happened with this 911 dispatcher, Donna Renew, because Deborah Stevens is dead, and I'm not going to blame Donna Renew for her death, but man, she sure didn't help. Let's go to CBS Weekend News for the report.
As Deborah Stevens' SUV filled with water, she made a frantic call to 911.
I'm going to die. It's all the way up to my windows. I'm going to die.
But her desperation didn't seem to make any difference to the dispatcher on the other end of the call.
Somebody get me out before I die. I'm sorry.
You're not going to die. I don't know why you're freaking out.
The Fort Smith, Arkansas woman was delivering newspapers last week when she told dispatcher Donna Renew she was swept away in flash flood waters. She couldn't swim.
I'm scared. I've never had anything like this happen to me before.
Well, this will teach you next time. Don't drive in the water.
Couldn't see it, ma'am. I'm sorry, or I wouldn't have.
I don't see how you didn't see it. You had to go right over it.
It took 12 minutes for first responders to arrive. As onlookers watched her SUV fill with water, Stevens' pleas became more dire.
These people are out. They can all see me. They're all standing out. They want to know.
Miss Debbie, you're going to have to shut up, okay?
Stevens drowned before emergency crews could get to her vehicle. Police called the dispatcher's response uncaring, but stopped short of saying she did anything wrong.
She did nothing criminally wrong.
It was that dispatcher's last day after 6 years on the job, not because she was fired, but because she had already resigned before that call came in.
Donna, how do you feel today? You told Deborah she needs to shut up, and she shut the F up forever. You told her she wasn't going to die, and she's dead. Okay, let me tell you something. I consider myself a public servant. I am here to serve the needs of the public, so what the public is going through will always come first. Furthermore, I know I am an opinionated-ass person. I love to tell someone when I think they have done something stupid. I love to tell someone when I think they've done something wrong. In fact, I love it so much, I turned it into the highest-rated segment on the radio, Donkey of the Day. But it's a time and a place to tell someone when they have done something stupid. Deborah probably shouldn't have been driving in that area, but now is not the time to chastise her about it. When someone is calling you during a life or death situation, as a judgmental person, you have to make sure they survive so you can judge them for being foolish. Now, Donna, I know you're sitting around saying, nope, not my fault. Nobody told Deborah to drive where she was driving. And you might be right, but as a 911 dispatcher, you didn't help the situation at all, okay? You failed that woman simply because you don't know how to communicate with people. There is no way you can be a 911 dispatcher if you don't know how to properly communicate. There is a great new book coming out called Talking to Strangers by the legend Malcolm Gladwell, and it discusses situations like this, okay? The subtitle of the book is The Things We Don't Know About the People We Don't Know. And what Donna didn't know about Deborah was Deborah couldn't swim. Deborah also might have suffered from anxiety, and she probably was having a panic attack in that situation. Donna didn't know that, but what Deborah didn't know about Donna was that was Donna's last day on the job, and Donna just didn't give a damn anymore. All right, Donna was already clocked out. Listen to the last piece of that news report. Play that little part about what the news reporter said about her.
It was that dispatcher's last day after 6 years on the job, not because she was fired, but because she had already resigned before that call came in.
So it's possible that Donna is not heartless, like I said earlier. It's just that she was over it. We've all been there. When we are about to leave a situation, or we're about to go on vacation, or it's Friday like today, you like, F this, I'm ready to go. All right, Donna was clocked out mentally, and she was ready to go, period. So she just didn't care, all right? She didn't know she was going to get that kind of an emergency call. But as a 911 dispatcher, your job is to care. You don't have the luxury of not caring, even if it is your last day. Some things will forever be true. And in the words of the prophet named Chuck D and his bandmate Flavor Flav, 911 is indeed a joke.
So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town.
That's right.
Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown?
Please let Remy Ma give Donna Renew the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
And that's why you have to have empathy for people.
Correct.
Because you don't know what people are going through. You don't know their background. You don't know their situations. Okay, Deborah was calling 911 because she thought that she was going to get somebody that had some empathy and could help her through the situation. She had no idea that that was Donna's last day, and Donna just did not care. Mm.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial pound 250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's pound 250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial pound 250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's pound 250 from your cell and say the bull.